RJ Hampshire, Redbud. Wow, first moto, man. That was something else. What a charge. Lap times were good. Impressive charge for you. You got to be stoked on that first moto.
Yeah, thanks. I mean, I feel like last weekend, both motos, I came from 16th and 14th. So, I mean, we were charging hard. Fitness is good. Just can't get out of the gate. I mean, I feel like my whole shot every time, and I just get killed.
Your jump's good?
My jump's good. Yeah. Shift's good. Just get destroyed. So, working on that. First moto felt good. Felt really good. I think I started 10th.
But it didn't come on right away. So, did you find some lines? Did you just get into it a little? Did you get some clear traffic?
Yeah, I haven't really had that comfort where I can have some, jumps or wheelies over stuff. I was jumping stuff out there before they even figured it out. Before the sand rollers, I was doubling in from the beginning of that moto, making up a lot of time. I was doubling in after that. I was cutting anyone off I could. I was going out the leap because there was no chance I was hitting that today. Didn't hit it once all day. I don't think neither Hunter or I did. Just feeling good. Really good on the bike. Just wish we could get out of the gate. I mean, I feel like it's hard to say, but I know I have the speed right now. But you can't give Ferrandis a 40-second lead and then expect to catch him. We're fast, but we ain't that fast. No chance.
So we talk about the starts a little bit. First moto, you're probably 10th or something, somewhere in there. Second moto was way worse.
Nope.
Was it about the same?
No, I was good. I was not great. Yeah, I was about the same, 10th.
Okay, all right.
Guy crashed in front of me.
Ah, there we go. I was going to ask you what happened.
Yeah, I hit him, went down. So I went down first corner, got caught up in that pileup second corner, and then got hit again the next lap. So I was deep, pretty deep.
Yeah. You were buried.
Yeah, and then I got into 10th, and I was like, dude. There's so many, I had probably 10-second gap to the next guy in front of me. My hands were hurting and everything, and I was like, man, I'm just going to keep pushing. And then I seen Cooper was right there, and I was like, man, this could come down into me and him, this third overall. And I had him, I was all over him last lap, made a mistake down at the bottom, and he gapped me, but I still had third overall. And then I think he passed Moseman going through the rollers with three turns to go.
Okay, yeah, because I had you at third overall when I kind of walked back.
Yeah, I think it was three turns to go. He got Moseman, so... It's tough. I mean, you get paid for third. You don't get paid for fourth. So.
Yeah, good point. Some guys only get paid top two, though. Hey, how much are you looking forward to the weekend off? This has been a brutal stretch.
Yeah, like I said, I mean, dude, fitness-wise, these last three races have been gnarly.
Yep.
So fitness-wise, I feel like I'm at my best. I mean, I'm strong at the end of these motos. And
I honestly don't remember you ever being this fit. I don't know if you've changed things up, but more than ever the last 3 weeks, you've been really good. So it's been all time for you.
Yeah, for sure. And honestly, I hit my head at a high point. I didn't really say anything. I hit my head before the weekend pretty bad, so I was dazed. But even from, Colorado, I felt really good. I got that elevation sickness in Colorado, so I was pretty messed up. But coming into a high point again, I was feeling awesome, and then I was foggy all weekend from hitting my head. And then WW, I charged hard again. Had some bad luck. And then last weekend again, I mean, I went from 16th to 4th and 14th to 4th. So like I said, I feel good on the bike. Just wish we could. Well, we're going to try some things.
Yeah.
Well, honestly, I didn't even say anything. So we came into first moto. We changed so much on the bike. I qualified 16th.
Yeah.
Qualified 16th, and that was a hard 16th.
You were pushing.
I was charging. I did a lap, and I was like, all right, we're up there. We're up there.
There's nothing worse than that.
Yeah, and then 16th. And I was like, ah, man. Well, I was 20th last weekend, too.
Yeah.
So I was just kind of forget it, whatever. I know I come race time. I can pick it up a little bit. I just find this flow. I found it last week in first moto, too. Just found this flow and was able to kind of push and happy with my chassis.
So the changes were good, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, track got drier, too. It wasn't so deep, so that helped out, too. It's kind of hard to say. I mean, we did some internal changes, the throttle body change, and we did quite a bit.
I mentioned this to Hunter. It's no secret the Star guys are absolutely on fire with those things. And it's everybody. It's not just that you guys are down. It's got to be frustrating. I know I've talked to a rider, number 92, and same thing, man. Those Yamahas are unbelievable.
Yeah, I mean, even 92, he's got some things too. But I've never really been one to complain. But last weekend after Moto 1, I kind of had a blowout. I came off, I was livid. I don't really say much, and I was kind of yelling. I was pretty bummed just because I worked so hard to catch them, and then they pulled me in the one area last weekend going up the hill. And it kind of got so rough here that it really was only noticeable off the start.
Okay.
So I was able to kind of make that up. Yeah. And I feel like, so Fox was another one I was fast at, and it was harder pack, and it wasn't so deep. So yeah. Our bike's sick, like, down that. So I just got to figure it out. I mean, when it's deep like that, we just can't. All right, we have power. I know we do. It's just not in the right areas right now.
Great job in the first moto, man. Thanks for doing this. Good work. Thanks.
Yeah, thank you.